Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Waiting for the colonel, the international media waits once again for the Libyan dictator.
Colonel Gaddafi himself was going to be visiting our hotel where they've kept 130-odd foreign journalists that they've invited to the capital. They rolled out the red carpet. They brought the bomb-sniffing dogs. They stationed soldiers with machine guns around the hotel. And they warned us that if we stuck our heads out one of the upstairs balconies to get a good picture, we might get shot. And then we've been waiting for hours and hours and hours, and Colonel Gaddafi hasn't yet shown up.
That's the New York Times' David Kirkpatrick in Tripoli, where waiting is proving to be a good tactic for Gaddafi.
Meanwhile, the citizens of Libya wait for some response from the international community. Will there be one? Can there be one?
So we're sort of birds in a gilded cage here in this very lovely Tripoli hotel.
Caged in or boxed in by Gaddafi. It's not just his own people. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A discussion of the when, how, and why of foreign intervention and the crisis in Libya. It's Wednesday, March 9th.
That's going to be at the top of the news for a few days at least. The Mideast may be changing, but it could take a long time. Libya, at this point, is effectively split into two nations. Muammar Gaddafi controls the western part of the country for the most part, and a heavily armed rebellion holds most of the east. The pressure's rising on foreign governments to act. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tells CBS News a decision to impose a no-fly zone can't be made in Washington alone.
We believe it's important that this not be an American or a NATO or a European effort. It needs to be an international one. And there is still a lot of opposition.
Speaking on Libyan state television this morning, Gaddafi says a no-fly zone will unite Libyans against the outside world.
There's concern other leaders under pressure in the region may, like Gaddafi, turn to violence in the face of unrest. You're listening there to the sound of security forces in Yemen opening fire on a large protest at a university in the capital, Sana'a. They were trying to stop thousands of people from joining week-long sit-ins. There are reports of 3 dead and more than 100 wounded. Elsewhere in the region, the battle lines are being drawn over religion and gender. Muslims reportedly attacked thousands of Christians protesting against the burning of a Cairo church. 11 Christians were killed in Cairo, and Coptic Christians, who make up 10% of Egypt's population, have often complained of discrimination. Meanwhile, hundreds of women marching in Cairo's Tahrir Square to demand equal rights were assaulted and taunted by a group of men. And in Bahrain, 3 Shiite groups have joined the opposition with the goal of bringing down the Sunni monarchy and setting up a republic.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is offering a compromise to AWOL Senate Democrats. He's floating the idea of allowing unions in the state to keep their collective bargaining rights for salaries, overtime, hazard pay, and classroom size. Increased contributions for health insurance and pensions would stay in place. 21 Catholic priests in Philadelphia have been suspended while child molestation charges against them are investigated. And the accused gunman in the Tucson shooting rampage that killed 6 people and critically injured Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is back in court today. Jared Loeffler is expected to be arraigned on dozens of new federal charges, including murder and attempted murder.
It's kind of like an old 60s-era Volvo. The world's most traveled spaceship returns to Earth for the last time today. The Discovery, NASA's oldest shuttle, 39 missions, 27 years, 148 million miles on the odometer there. It'll be sent to the Smithsonian Institution.
Does not have the same gas mileage as the Volvo.
Yeah, probably not. Although once it's in space, it's more fuel efficient than
true,
a Volvo.
True, but that launch
got to get there.
Yeah.
Asian markets are up, European indices mixed, futures are mixed. The Dow gets underway at 12,214, the S&P starts at 1321. And the NASDAQ opens at 2765.
We're going to talk more about space travel with Nova Science Now, Neil deGrasse Tyson. He'll join us to talk about space exploration in the future. But first,
my name is John from Detroit. As to our intervening in yet another adventure like Libya, I have 3 words for you: Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam. Any questions?
Intervention in Libya, yes or no? We want you to weigh in at 877-8-MY-TAKE.